Now we continue on in chapter 4 here, and as we move into chapter 4, we see that Solomon now brings the kingdom to its zenith. The thing that marked his kingdom was peace and prosperity. And isn't that interesting? That's what we'd like to have, is it not? And Solomon, I think we could call him a prince of peace, while David was a man of war. But the peace that Solomon enjoyed and those in his kingdom was made by David, the man of war. We today like to feel that God just forgives sin because of the fact he's sentimental and that type of thing. God does not forgive sin on that low plane at all. There's a battle been fought, friends, and there's been a great sacrifice, and blood has been shed that you and I might have forgiveness of sins today. He made peace again by the blood of his cross, and it's through that that you and I today can enter into this peace. Now we're told in chapter 4, verse 1, so King Solomon was king over all Israel. And then we have a list of his princes that are mentioned here, and some of them apparently were sons of the sons of David, which would mean it'd be the nephew of Solomon. And I'll not go into that other than in verse 5, and Azariah, the son of Nathan, was over the officers, and he was the king's friend. Apparently, this was a son of David, or else a son of Nathan the prophet. We do know David had a son named after Nathan the prophet. Now, we have here also Solomon, verse 7, had 12 officers over all Israel, which provided victuals for the king and his household. Each man, his month and a year, made provision. Now, this was Solomon's method of taxation. And 12 of them would mean that there was one for each tribe.